This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Democrats kick off their national convention today in Charlotte, North Carolina, and there will be a lot of interest groups listening closely to what's being said. Labor unions, business owners, environmentalists, and of course, lobbyists. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The party conventions are a magnet for anyone who wants to influence the next administration. But Howard Marlowe, president of the American League of Lobbyists, says his members aren't necessarily in Charlotte to bend ears on specific issues.
Generally speaking, the people look at lobbyists and they say, well, if they're around, there has to be money. And this is one of those cases. It's not the place where lobbyists are really doing lobbying business. What they're doing is doing schmoozing business.
And Marlowe says they're not necessarily doling out big campaign checks. But Bob Biersack of the nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics says lobbyist money will be at work.
There might be organizations that sponsor events, breakfasts for delegates and for other people. And the way that they finance those events may be not necessarily directly from lobbyists, but from companies and other kinds of organizations.
Whose lobbyists are working hard behind the scenes to make their mark. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.